Rubicon Theater Company presents the howlingly funny comedy Sylvia, about the love triangle between a couple of empty nesters and a mutt that steals their heart. Meet Sylvia. She's a dog, and she's found a new home. Greg brings home a dog, only to find that his wife, Kate, doesn't want anything to do with his new four-legged friend. Hilarity ensues as Greg and Sylvia bond, leaving Kate to feel neglected in her own home and marriage. After exploring every option, Greg must choose between the woman he loves and the sassy, adorably loyal dog that loves him unconditionally. Tickets available at Rubicon Theater Company in Ventura's Downtown Cultural District. Runs Wednesdays through Sundays, April 19th through May 7th. Call 805-667-2900, 667-2900, or go to RubiconTheater.org. The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moorpark and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley, 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information.
Everybody loves hot, fresh, and delicious kettle corn. One of Kim's favorites is California Kettle Corn, family owned and operated since the summer of 2007. Every golden kernel of this superior quality popping corn is American grown in the Midwest and hand popped with care in California. You can find this amazing kettle corn being freshly popped at fairs, farmers markets, local events, and at the Newberry Park Shop. Come try a truly unique kettle corn experience with high quality kernels. California Kettle Corn, hand-popped and homemade. We love it and know you will too. Book your next event. Call 805-715-1500. That's 805-715-1500.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests. Everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here this morning. And of course, it is all about the brighter side of life. And of course, I always like to start our show with some inspiration and an uplifting a little saying. And of course, to live a creative life, we must lose our fear of being wrong. How's that work for you, Mike?
Yeah, that's great. That sounds terrific.
Yeah. And you know, you're probably like me, very, you know, by the dot, right? Do everything.
Yes.
But sometimes we have to let go. Like I heard you're driving a little Mustang over there, right?
Yeah, you know, every once in a while, you just have to throw the rule book out the window and live life.
Right? Exactly.
Right.
Well, anyways, again, talk about living life. I'm so glad that you're here. And of course, my show is all about encouraging you to live your best life and really just, you know, I hope I'm bringing like amazing guests here. And of course, this morning I have Michael Blazer of Primary Residential Mortgage. And of course, he's a senior loan originator. And you know, where they focus on you and your loan. And so we're going to find out a little bit about where loans are today. And if you are in the process, there's not a lot of inventory right now. So you got to be prepared. You got to get all this stuff done ahead of time. And that's something Mike can help you with. So we're going to find out a little bit about that. Our next guest we're going to talk to is Nina Rosner, and her book is The Respect Dare, about 40 Days to a Deeper Connection. And then last, I've got Dr. Patricia Bragg, and Queen of Health. And of course, if any of you have... Well, so many people know about apple cider, Bragg apple cider, and all the healthy things that go with it. Well, she's going to be talking a little bit about that. So we are going to talk with her. So we've got a great another show. We've got lots of giveaways. And Tom, you want to talk about some of our great giveaways?
We start off with Lure Fish House. Experience their top-tier seafood, complete with fresh local produce, 60 South California Street. That's in Ventura. Rubio's, the original fish taco. Their mission is to serve coastal food that you can feel great about eating with quality ingredients. For years, located in Ventura. Then we have the Rubicon. It's a pair of tickets for Sylvia, another great production at the Rubicon Theater. Rolling Pin Donuts. You'll get a dozen donuts if you're the lucky winner. The best in Ventura County and Camarillo. That's Rolling Pin Donuts. And finally, the 41st Annual Chili Cook-Off Classic Cars Show. It is a whole lot of fun. April 30th in Thousand Oaks, 11 to 5 o'clock. I went there back in the olden days when it was at the Jans Mall.
There you go.
It's a long time ago.
That's a long time. We're not going to talk
about it. I think I was at the first, all the way to the 41st. So it's a great prize, Kim.
There you go. All right. So, well, let's start off with, gosh, we've got, let's start off with some Rubicon Theater tickets. Everybody loves Rubicon, and we'd love to share that. This is going to be a really cute show. And I think it's funny. We had two of the guys in here and a total crack up. It was really fun. So let's start off with that. And of course, our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. That is the number to call. Leave us your name and your number, and of course your email, so that one of the team members can get back in touch with you. I do want to remind you of our Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. More chances to connect with us. And also, we have a newsletter that goes out every single week. So many of you are already signed up on it. But if you want to find out about our events and all of our great guests that we have on, and where to do your shopping, and who to use, all those great things, definitely get one of our newsletters. And of course, when you call in, just ask to be put on that newsletter. I do want to remind also everybody that we've got May 6th on our last show. We were talking with Jennifer about the Kentucky Derby Gala, and that's happening May 6th. And then of course, right after it, on the next day, Love is Brewing in Tuscany, and that's May 7th. And so great events with great things that they're benefiting. So I'd love to get you guys to all of those and be a part of it. Right now, I'm excited to talk with Michael Blazer. Michael, nice to see you, and thank you for being here.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Yeah. So tell us, you kind of got me like, let me see. So interest rates are low again, right?
Well, they've come down off their recent highs.
Okay.
Which is a good thing. And hopefully, you know, the forecast is split 50-50. Half of everybody thinks rates are going to continue to drift a little bit lower, and half think they're going to continue to go higher. So hard to say. Don't have a crystal ball, but rates are historically very, very low.
Okay. So tell us, you know, for my listeners that probably hear your commercial, and we just had one, I was like, oh, I hear you. Where do I? Okay, that's where
right,
it is, right?
Right.
Tell us a little bit about yourself and kind of your way, because there's a lot of people that people can deal with, and you know, everybody, I love this because I always think there's enough people to go around for all of us, because we all specialize and we pull people in our direction for different reasons.
Right. Well, you know, the business of mortgages is a commodity. So that's available just about at any street corner. The factor that you need to consider is who you're working with to help you with your mortgage, because the process itself is very complex. I've been doing this for 40 years now. I've seen the highs, the lows. I've seen all the changes. I remember when there wasn't even such a thing as truth in lending that dominates the mortgage landscape now. So it's so important to seek out the best professional you can find. They will guide you through the process, and it costs you nothing extra to do that versus say, walking into the bank and getting that junior kid that maybe has been on board there for a few months and has a little license that's under the umbrella of the federal institution they work for. They're not really trained. So I would encourage your listeners to seek out a true professional, whether it's me or somebody else, but someone who's really been doing this a long time, really understands it, and only does mortgages. We don't, at our company, we don't offer checking, savings, investment, insurance, wealth management.
So you're like a specialty.
We are a mortgage bank. That's all we do is mortgages. It's okay. Our money. You will make your payments to us when you close your loan, and we're nationwide.
Do they ever sell your, you know, like if somebody gets a loan with you, I've noticed, you know, where all of a sudden I'm all of a sudden writing a check to somebody else and they've sold
Right. Well, from time to time, like I said, a mortgage is a commodity. So it's readily saleable on a secondary market. Companies often liquidate bulk inventory of mortgages to raise cash. And it's like anything else. You sell it and you originate new mortgages on the other end.
Right.
And so, it can be sold. It varies as to whether or not we're going to sell. We're trying to build our servicing portfolio right now, so we're most likely not selling any mortgages. But.
So when somebody is thinking of buying a home and they don't already have a loan, let's start with that, and then we'll start with refinancing. But somebody's starting to look at houses, and they call you up. What are the first things that they need to do? I mean,
number one, it's important to really understand that the process of buying a home, if you're going to get a loan, starts with me. It doesn't start with a realtor. It doesn't start getting in the back of her car, driving around, looking at houses. No, you have to get pre-qualified to understand what you think you can actually afford, assuming you're getting a loan, not paying all cash. I encourage people to reach out to me first. There's no cost involved. We go over your finances, your credit, your assets, and it's like putting a puzzle together to basically tell you how much loan you can afford, and therefore, given the cash you have for a down payment, how much house you can buy.
Right. Okay. So what is needed if, say, let's start off with a first-time buyer. Somebody's just out of college. They've been saving. Maybe they don't have like a super lot of credit. But, you know, what would be the first thing? How does that work?
Well, we have programs for those who have minimal credit history. We have programs for those of you who have poor credit history. But assuming that first-time home buyer, let's say, young person, has some credit, maybe they financed a car and have a couple of charge cards, their credit most likely will be fine. We just need to analyze their income to determine how much of a payment they can afford. I do deals all the time where you can actually, if you have a down payment or you can get a gift from a parent who will give you a down payment, they can actually buy a house where the monthly is less than what they're paying in rent for a comparable type property.
Wow, that's great. Yeah. Because rents are pretty high right now.
Yes, they are.
And so why not be putting it into something you own instead of, right?
Because when you factor in the tax deductibility factor of homeownership,
you're way ahead of the game.
It becomes cheaper than renting.
That's true. So what happens, so this kid's been trying, or, you know, a young person or a young couple, and so what do they need to give you? What if they're self-employed? What if they're employed? Is it just their W-2?
Well, if they're employed, W-2, that's easier. You know, a couple of pay stubs covering the most recent month period. We're looking for year-to-date earnings on those pay stubs. So that will typically satisfy the income requirement unless they have some other source of income outside of their main job. If they're self-employed, it gets a little trickier because now we're asking for 2 years of federal tax returns, and we're going to average those in the bottom line of those, not the top line, unfortunately, for most self-employed individuals. They say, well, I made $200,000 this year. That's great, except that then they wrote off a bunch of stuff, and they actually netted about $60,000. That's the number we have to use to qualify them. So it becomes a little bit more complicated with self-employed.
Wow. How long does that process usually take?
The pre-qualification process can take a week. Typically, it depends on how fast they can furnish me some documentation. People can tell me that I make X, you know, and it happens all the time when their tax return says something else. So it's really going to go by.
Right. What do they say? Numbers don't lie.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
And
do you have a question, Tom? Yeah.
For self-employed, we actually average 2 years of tax returns. So it could even be worse.
But this is where I I'm a little confused because in the business I am, we get a lot of that money. Mm-hmm. So you have your salary and then you get the extra money. I just don't get why it doesn't count. So like if you make, just to make easy numbers, around $100,000 a year, mm-hmm. and then you make an additional $25,000, but your clever tax guy does all the work to get that. So at the bottom line, it does say 100.
Right.
But I did make 125. So where is the math
well,
there where
but
we
you
lose
gotta
it?
Well, you've got to remember what you're dealing here is with federal regulation guidelines. The federal government says if you're gonna take these deductions and you're not gonna pay tax on that money, you can't count it for your mortgage either.
So you kind of get screwed. I know.
So it's like a second register in a restaurant. Not that anybody would ever do that. But so right. that's it. So right. the gov is basically saying,
yes.
pay us or you don't get to declare
right.
it.
The process or the industry of mortgage lending has become highly regulated by the federal government through the Dodd-Frank Act of 2010. And
is that when we screwed up? Everybody kind of went over like
right.
So now a lot of us have to pay for that.
More or less, yeah. I mean, the government doesn't let you. I used to do a ton of business with stated income for people who are self-employed. That's gone now. It's now federally regulated that we can't do that anymore. So it becomes difficult for the self-employed in particular. And the housing has gotten so expensive that for those who are employed who get a W-2, their income can't keep up with the escalation of housing prices.
Now, what about, I also heard something where if you work for a family business, that is even, because people go, oh, yeah, he makes $200,000, no problem, right? So they only count half of it? Is that true?
No, that's not true. You can work for a family business, but you're up against the same scrutiny as any other business person, and you're going to be asked to provide your tax returns. And by the way, we verify those tax returns with the IRS. There's something called a 4506T, which we connect with the IRS to verify that the numbers on the tax return that you present to me are, in fact, the same numbers
well, yeah,
that you present
obviously.
To the government.
Yeah,
there was a time when that wasn't always true.
Oh, really? So people yes. would give you one set and
sure.
that's how we got into that mess, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. Well, I do want to remind anybody that's just joining us. One, we've been here from 6 to all the way till 8 every Saturday. And of course, we're talking with Michael Blazer and you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side Alive. And of course, Michael Blazer is a primary residential mortgage, is that who you work with now? And he can take care of any of these things. We've been talking about purchasing, but let's move into refinancing
sure.
because a lot of people don't realize how much money they have in their own home. Mm-hmm. And especially with things going up right now, right? You don't always have to sell and get your money out. And then you have to purchase something else. You can actually refinance. So talk about that.
A couple years back when everyone had lost most of their equity in their home, they may have tried to refinance and found out that when the house got appraised, they didn't have enough equity and the whole thing just went away. They didn't do anything. Now that equity is back for the most part. And you can find hidden treasures in the equity of your home.
I like hidden treasures.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Of course. I mean, people who have maintained high credit card debt, that's non-deductible interest that you're paying at a very, very high rate. So I urge them to consider pulling out cash out of the equity in their home to pay off that credit card debt. I've
at
done this
20-something percent, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy. Yeah, so you could pay it off and then be at, what, a 4% or something? I mean,
right.
it
you
just,
could be
yeah.
at 4%, and that interest rate then becomes tax deductible to a great extent. And, of course, I always have to say consult your tax professional. But, it's a wise move for those who have that kind of debt. We recently did a refinance for somebody. We paid off their car loan too, because again, same thing. It's not tax deductible, and it for her accomplished several things. So,
You take your lowest interest rate, and then you pay all your other. I mean, I love that game.
Right.
and then even if you can, pay off one of your properties, and then
sure.
you have your lower one. Maybe you have a bigger property that has a high interest rate.
Mm-hmm.
Back when, right?
Right.
So there's a lot of things that we can do about that.
And the other thing that people might want to consider if they have a 30-year loan, they might want to consider rolling that into a 15-year loan. If they can afford, the payment goes up a little bit, but the interest rate goes down. And so the majority of their payment goes to principal reduction. So suddenly they're building equity rapidly. And for those who plan on retiring in a few years, it might be a great call to be able to retire and have your house free and clear or almost free and clear at that point in time.
Wow. So let me ask you a question. When you go to a 15-year, could you also, if you have a decent loan, could you just make extra payments? Is that another way too?
Well,
how does that work?
Take a 30-year, and I'm more than happy to furnish you with a 15-year amortization so you know what you need to do and where you stand at any given time. You make that payment if you like. The advantage of actually doing a 15-year versus doing it as I just described is you're going to get a substantially lower interest rate on a 15-year. That's all.
Right, which is so much better.
Well,
yeah, I mean,
but you give up the ability, if money gets tight in any particular month, you give up the ability to make that lesser 30-year payment. So, you weigh those two things out and you decide what's best for you.
Wow. Well, so I know we just all did our taxes. gag, right? Right. But we can regroup right now and talk to us a little bit about that. I know we mentioned that.
Right. Yeah. So everyone threw their taxes. They either got their refunds, which I hope they're socking away in savings and not just blowing, or they had to pay in. And the whole thing about mortgages is what your tax returns show. That's the bottom line of what we're going to judge and qualify you on. So if you're self-employed, again, I advise people to plan out for the future a little bit. Maybe you have to pay a little bit more tax now than you otherwise would like. But guess what? Suddenly you'll be able to qualify for a mortgage if you want to buy a house in 6 months to a year from now, or if you just want to refinance. You need to be able to show that bottom line income for the self-employed.
Michael, what about seniors, okay, that maybe, they aren't working anymore. They're not barely making any money. And so now they're living on their Social Security, and mm-hmm. yet they need their interest rates going up. How does that work?
Well, I encourage them to call in. We have a couple of different products, guidelines that will help them. And number one would be a reverse mortgage if they qualify for that. If they're age 62 or older, we can maybe get them into a reverse mortgage and take away their payments altogether. We do use Social Security income. In fact, we actually gross it up because it's not taxable. So we gross it up 125%. So it's actually a higher number for the person's income than most people even knew.
Oh, see,
right.
I know. Okay, that's really new news. Mm-hmm. Okay. Wow. So there's, it's not like something that there's a chance, right?
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely, there's a chance. But here's the problem. The longer they wait, the more housing goes up. It's just going to get more difficult and difficult going forward. Because home prices are just keep appreciating, and if they need to buy something, it's a struggle because.
But what if they're already in it and they're just trying to maintain the rest of their time?
Right. So a reverse might be a perfect mortgage platform for them because.
And do you do those?
I do.
Okay.
We basically just pay off their existing mortgage. They have to qualify to the extent that they can make the insurance and tax obligation on the home. But that's, relatively.
Is that something you recommend?
Because
we used to hear so many negative things about it.
It has a very negative connotation, but that's all changed in recent years. And I do recommend it. It's a very positive thing for those who struggle. I put my own mother-in-law
I was going to say, I didn't want to know if I, yeah. But you did. Okay.
It enabled her to live her life in the manner in which she wanted to. She wanted to travel and see the world and do all these things that she couldn't do before because she had a $3,000 a month mortgage.
So let me ask you, we got so much information. This was I didn't even take my break. Okay. But I was so intrigued by what we're talking about is, If you do a reverse, do you end up you can't really give anything to your children, right? I mean,
no, not at all, because you're not necessarily using all the equity in the house.
Oh.
You're refinancing. The reverse mortgages are calculated on a formula, and it has to do with your age and so on. But you actually get a chunk of money over and above. If you have a small mortgage on the house, you get a chunk of money over and above, and you still have equity in the house. They don't take all the equity.
Oh.
And so the only requirement of a reverse mortgage is when you die, the reverse mortgage has to be paid off. So your children can't inherit the house with an existing reverse mortgage and just continue that way.
So they would have to pay
it back. They would have to refinance the house or sell it, one of the two, to pay back the reverse mortgage.
Oh, wow. You've given us some really good tools. Yeah. And where do people find out more about you? And I do want to remind you that if you get our newsletter, if you listen to our show, you will find everything out about Michael right there. But and it also links right to your website,
right,
too, on our newsletters. But give everybody your information.
My website is MikeForLoans.com. Very simple.
Okay.
And it's F-O-R or the number four, which either I own all those URLs. So
yeah, smart.
MikeForLoans.com, or they can call me directly. My cell phone is 805-796-MIKE, 6453.
Say it one more time.
805-796-6453.
Okay, perfect. Mike, you've given us so much information. You know, we're going to have you back again because there's so many things that now you kind of got me going here, and I want to find out more. So it's always so much fun to talk to you. And again, for my listeners, if you, any of the things that we talked about so many different scenarios just there. Give Mike a call. And again, we're going to take a really quick break. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
Ventura County's Mortgage Couch strives to identify the best wholesale lender for their clients. Their ultimate goal is to help families move into their dream home, fix their home, and refinance their home. Whether you're looking for the best possible terms or a specific lender to accommodate a unique situation, Mortgage Couch has the resources and expertise to meet every need. Apply for your loan today. Please call 805-676-0377. That's 805-676-0377. Or visit their website at www.mortgagecouch.com.
Everybody loves hot, fresh, and delicious kettle corn. One of Kim's favorites is California kettle corn, family owned and operated since the summer of 2007. Every golden kernel of this superior quality popping corn is American grown in the Midwest and hand popped with care in California. You can find this amazing kettle corn being freshly popped at fairs, farmers markets, local events, and at the Newberry Park Shop. Come try a truly unique kettle corn experience with high quality kernels. California kettle corn, hand popped and homemade. We love it and know you will too. Book your next event. Call 805-715-1500. That's 805-715-1500.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, we have lots of stuff that we're giving away. I'd love to give some lure fish house tickets away, gift certificates, and one of my favorite restaurants. They're like everywhere now. Santa Barbara, Ventura, Westlake, Camarillo, and really good seafood. So call in right now at 805-419-0008. And I do want to remind anybody, if you've been calling for a while, don't get discouraged. We got lots and lots of callers. And if you've won, and maybe just hold off for a little bit. We appreciate your calls, but we try to kind of keep everybody 30 days at least. So again, we love your calls. So I definitely want to have you do that. I do want to remind you that California Strawberry Festival is around the corner. Oh my God, I know. It's Saturday and Sunday, May 20th and 21st. And again, 10 to 6:30. I'm going to be one of the judges out there. One of my favorite weekends. So I've got tickets coming up for that. So definitely, you know, they're not here yet, but we've got tickets. And also we've got tickets for the 41st annual chili cook-off and classic car show, and that is happening on April 30th. So, you know what? All these things. Keep listening to our show. We'd love to give back. And I'm going to introduce our next guest, Nina Rosner. Are you there?
Oh, yes.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you so much for joining us. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I run a ministry. Mm-hmm. We do training in public speaking and communication for families and for lay people and, you know, executives and that kind of stuff, just to help them be more effective in what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow I ended up an author, which is kind of funny because I feel kind of bad about that because I know it's a lot of people's dream and it just kind of happened for me. So,
how did it happen?
You know, I had this class called Daughters of Sarah, and it was a course for wives on how to communicate with your husband more effectively.
Mm-hmm.
And it just evolved and got wildly popular here in Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went and saw Fireproof, my husband and I did.
Is that a movie?
Yeah.
Have you heard of that? Yeah, no, I haven't heard of that. Fireproof?
Yeah, it came out back in 2008.
Okay.
I think. So, you know, a long time ago. And the movie was just this incredible experience of a husband really sacrificing himself for his wife.
Ooh, and I'm going to watch it.
I know, right?
Yeah, all my listeners. Okay, we need to do that, you know. Okay, so it's called Fireproof. I'm taking notes, but
yeah.
Go ahead.
And there was a book called The Love Dare,
uh-huh,
which was associated with it.
Oh.
Yeah, and so I thought, you know, that's all great, and I love all of this, but I also think, you know, something about respect should be in the equation.
Mm.
So I wrote a book called The Respect Dare, which, you know, is based on the experiences of these women and the class. And
when you say respect dare, is that meaning, so do you think that a good relationship is all about respect?
You know, if there's not mutual respect,
mm-hmm,
in a relationship,
mm-hmm,
you end up with resentment and power play.
Mm-hmm.
You know, too much control on one side. It's just not awesome.
Wow. And, you know, I just opened to one of your pages. If you can't say something nice, don't, right?
Yep.
You know, so many people forget, you know, and it's funny because I have a women's support group, and I always said this is not a man bashing, okay, because, you know what, those are your partners. And so many people want to come in and go, my husband, you know, and I'm like, oh my God, isn't that like, I wouldn't even want a friend like you if that's right.
Yeah. And, you know, the brain research shows now that that kind of behavior of venting and complaining is really actually more detrimental for our relationship.
Mm.
Yeah. So it doesn't do any good, even though it makes us feel better for about 28 seconds.
Yeah.
It's actually really not helpful.
I like.
Go ahead.
No, I'm saying that makes a lot of sense. That, you know. So, what is your book? What are we going to find in your book?
Oh, you know, there's 40 dares.
Oh, okay. So they're all dares. Okay. So which is your most popular, or which one do you feel is the most rewarding dare?
You know, there's a number of these that really stick out to me, but the ones that really make an impact, I think, are, mm-hmm, the ones where we're looking at ourselves versus pointing fingers at somebody else.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, you think about all the times you want to blame someone for something. And one of the things that we do is we take a look at ourselves right off the bat. You know, what am I repeating in my marriage that I've seen or been exposed to as a kid? And I don't know about you, Kim, but has your mother ever flown out of your mouth and you go, wait?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No. And you know what? Definitely. That is, sometimes I'm like, oh my God, how did that happen? You know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's not, you know, something I want to happen again. And so you have to like kind of take yourself into your own, you know, into charge, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now I'm looking at Dare 20, blow dryer briefs.
Oh my word.
Okay. Talk to me about that one. Of course, I just, you know, I don't know if it's but go talk to me.
This is a little bit over the top. And I included this story in the book. I didn't do this. Some of these stories are mine, but this is not mine. One of the gals in my class was a stay-at-home mom, and she had some things she was trying to do, and she and her husband are getting ready for work. And you know, she was just going in for a meeting for this mom's group that she was part of, but he was trying to get ready to go to the office, and he didn't have any underwear. And she forgot to switch the clothes over, because not that women are supposed to do laundry only. It's not like, you know, you have to be female to do that. But that was her responsibility. You know, they divvied up chores and whatever. And he didn't notice the night before, and she forgot about it. So she goes downstairs, and there's all this wet laundry. So she took out a hair dryer and blow-dried his underwear that he would have dry underwear to go to work in. And what's not in the book is he actually offered to go commando, but she just was like, "Me, I don't think so."
Oh, God. I love it. I love it. So of all your dares, which one would you recommend?
I think the vision one is the absolute best,
mm-hmm.
because it takes a look at who do we want to be? You know, do I want to be somebody that builds up others? Do I want to be somebody that people want to be around? Do I want to be somebody that is positive as a person, is respectful, is loving, is appreciative, is thankful? You know, all of those things. Is that the kind of person I want to be? Or do I want to be so, you know, thoroughly to be around, difficult, that kind of thing. And we actually sit down, we write out a vision about how to be a woman of strength and dignity, mm-hmm. basically. And that becomes a part of the process in the book. I took our training process, just a slice of it, and stuck it in the book.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why women love this thing and are doing so well with it. And, you know, halfway through the book, they hate the thing, too, because it's hard.
To face some of the things that you've done, maybe, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. You know, I've complained, I've criticized, I've judged.
Well, we're human. I just said that on somebody else. We're human and we're making human errors, okay? Mm-hmm. But as long as we look at them and we own them and we learn from them, I think we're there, right?
Absolutely. And one thing that we need to do, too, is self-compassion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we are able to give ourselves grace and you know, say, you know what, I messed that up, but I'm going to do better next time.
Right.
Then, you know, we can do that for other people. And there's actually research out now that says that's the thing. To the extent that you can give yourself that kind of compassion about mistakes, that's how much you're going to give to somebody else.
Right. Now, let me ask you a question. What is the biggest lesson that you've learned in your marriage?
Not to wrap my identity as a woman up in my husband's opinion of me.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a good guy, and I know he loves me,
mm-hmm.
but when I rely on his opinion and he's ticked, does mm-hmm. that mean that I'm terrible? No, it doesn't. So if I've got who I am as a person wrapped up in his behavior towards me,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm relying on external forces that, you know, who knows? He might have had a bad day at work, and so I'm going to let that affect me? I don't think so.
No, and you know what? It's interesting because I had a guest on my earlier show, and she, she actually wrote a book on love lost and love found and a woman's guide to letting go of the past. But it's interesting. She had never been married, right? So I was saying, you know, that's good, but when you have family and kids and marriages and business and all that, you can't let a couple, even months, you know what I mean? You have to like ride that wave for a while because something, you know, kind of support it until it comes back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if you deal with things in the wrong way, or you deal with things in a way that causes more problems, you know, those are, it's like a tube of toothpaste. You squeeze it out, you can't get it back in.
Right, exactly.
That's the thing.
Yeah, those words, those, the bitter tongue, correct?
Oh, man, yep.
Yeah. How long have you been married?
26 years.
Good. That's great. Congratulations.
Thanks.
We don't hear a lot of that anymore. We hear of people that, one of my guests said, disposable Bics. And I'm like, oh, no, I don't want to, you know, we need to take the good with the bad, and we do need to be respected, and that you're absolutely right. That is the kind of the clutch of our relationships. And so to me, I really think that that's so important.
Well, and you see a lot of second and third marriages fail
mm-hmm.
because everywhere I go, there I am. So the stuff that I'm doing now in this relationship that is helping to cause pain, then that's going to show up in the next one. So might as well work it out in the one that I've already got investment in, even when it's hard. Because when you do that, when you mm-hmm. work through this stuff, and even if it takes a couple of years, because marriage is hard. I mean, let's just be honest here. It's a tough, tough thing to do well.
Wow. But I love it.
Yeah. But when you do, it's worth it.
Right. So, Nina, are you going to be writing another book? This is your first book, right?
Yeah, it is. And we just came out with another one called With All Due Respect. Thomas Nelson just published that, or I guess it was HarperCollins. I don't remember, this summer.
Oh, send it to me.
And it's for teenagers. Okay. Well, parents.
Oh, okay. I love it. Please send that to me. I'd love to have you back. Where do we find your book?
Anywhere. Actually, it's in all the Christian retailers, and Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble. Yeah, any place online you can find it, and in your bigger retail store.
Okay. Well, great. I so appreciate you be a guest here. Please share our show and our podcast. Our podcast is on iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show, and I'd love to have you back. I love what you're doing.
Thank you so much. Thanks All right. for having me.
You got it. All right. We're going to take a really quick break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking with Dr. Patricia Bragg, and of course, Queen of Health. And we're going to find out a little bit about all the Bragg supplies and all the stuff and how they can help you. Again, if you are just tuning in, our phone number here is 805-419-0008. I'd love to get some Kentucky Derby Gala tickets out. And of course, that's happening May 6th, 1 to 5 at the Camarillo House. And call in right now at, again, 805-419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
As you embark on the process to acquire a home or refinance an existing home, choosing the right mortgage professional to guide you through the process is essential. With over 40 years in the mortgage industry, Michael Blasser can help you achieve the dream of home ownership or greater home affordability. Experience matters in today's ever-increasing complexity of the lending process. Primary Residential Mortgage, a nationally ranked top 10 mortgage banker where the primary focus is you. For more information, call 805-367-3117. That's 805-367-3117 or visit mikeforloans.com, NMLS number 248433.
Rubicon Theater Company presents the howlingly funny comedy Sylvia, about the love triangle between a couple of empty nesters and a mutt that steals their heart. Meet Sylvia. She's a dog, and she's found a new home. Greg brings home a dog, only to find that his wife, Kate, doesn't want anything to do with his new four-legged friend. Hilarity ensues as Greg and Sylvia bond, leaving Kate to feel neglected in her own home and marriage. After exploring every option, Greg must choose between the woman he loves and the sassy, adorably loyal dog that loves him unconditionally. Tickets available at Rubicon Theater Company in Ventura's Downtown Cultural District. Runs Wednesdays through Sundays, April 19th through May 7th. Call 805-667-2900, 667-2900, or go to RubiconTheater.org.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us. All those great calls. Keep the calls coming. And of course, the phone number here is 805-419-0008. My next guest, Dr. Patricia Bragg. And of course, everybody knows about apple cider, Bragg's apple cider, and all the benefits. We're going to find out a little bit more about it today. And again, let's welcome Dr. Patricia Bragg. Dr. Patricia, are you there?
I'm here.
How are you?
Oh, I'm healthy and fit, getting younger every day.
I love that. I love that. Tell us a little bit about, first of all, I'm excited to talk with you. And oh my God, a world of, you are the queen of health. You are the queen of health. So let's just put that. There's so many of your books I'm looking at here, and I could probably just keep having you back because you'd just be like I always call it school on air. And so tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got started.
Well, my dear, I've been blessed with a great dad. Paul Bragg was the originator of health food stores in 1912. And, oh, he made a pact with God that he got his health back when he was in military school back in Virginia after saving a very wealthy man from drowning in the ocean off of Virginia there. They gave him the scholarship to this very famous military, and all the boys came down with tuberculosis.
Wow.
In those days, it was like an epidemic.
Wow.
And, you know, the thing is, they believed in no fresh air. The windows closed. The fresh air would be good for you. And no exercise. They put them in, the boys in bed rest. Oh, it was all wrong. All wrong.
Hmm.
And guess what? My father got his health back.
Really?
With exercise, deep breathing, sunshine, Father Knipe, the water treatment, hot and cold. And guess what? He made that good, that pact with God. If I get my health back, woo, I'm going to be a health crusader. Paul Bragg did just that. He got his education, and he went on, started the first health food store in 1912, and he lectured all over the world. And he, every place he went, he got health food stores started. What do you think of that?
Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing. And then you followed in his footsteps.
I followed exactly him. I was a shadow of my father. I've made over 40 trips around the world. We traveled 8 months out of every year, and it was always exciting and fun. Oh, my father was an amazing man. He started Little Puny Sickly Jack LaLanne.
Wow,
that's... We've been out of school a year and a half. Dad got him lifting weights and eating healthy. The whiter the bread, the sooner you're dead.
Oh,
and,
I love that.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Never heard that, but that sounds...
Yes, and then he got the Hulk, Lou Scano. He got him started lifting weights when he was in school. The kids would push him down because he was so hard of hearing, and he didn't know a thing about weights or anything. And the neighbor lady came over and said, look at this Paul Bragg. He exercises, eats healthy. Look at him. Wow, he lifts weights. Lou's father went out the next day and bought weights, and Lou started lifting weights three times a day, and he became the Hulk on TV. Well, listen, I could go on and on.
I'm sure you can.
He started Young Rodale in organic gardening.
Wow. So let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Let's start with apple cider vinegar, okay? I mean, that's been going on, what, you've made over 9 million pints, or is that right?
No, we've sold over 900 copies just in America.
Wow.
But we have our books even printed in Chinese.
What are all the benefits?
Well, my dear, listen to this. Hippocrates, the father of medicine, in 400 B.C. used apple cider vinegar to detox, cleanse, and heal his patients. So all these years, apple cider vinegar has been used to work miracles. It promotes a youthful body, a healthy body. It helps remove arterial plaque. It fights the germs, the viruses in your body. And not only that, I've been written up in the horse magazine and the dog magazine. People put it in their horses' water, their pets' water. And just recently, they've been using it parrots' water. What do you think of that? Parrots that were sick, it brings them back to youth.
Wow.
It helps retard old age. People that have arthritis, it gets a lot of that out of your body. So we have Katy Perry. Oh, she loves our vinegar drink. Guess what? She just had a big article in, let's see, I have the article right here. And the article, she's never missed a concert, never missed
a concert. Wow. And so do you take it with water? And
yes.
How, so is it just a teaspoon?
You put a teaspoon and six ounces of water. She just had an article in Glamour magazine. Katy Perry drinks apple cider vinegar, should you? And the answer is, people all over the world are drinking the Bragg organic apple cider vinegar with a mother. And people say, what's the mother?
Yeah,
that's
tell us.
Miracle,
okay.
Miracle enzyme.
Exactly. What is the mother?
The mother is a chain-like enzyme molecule. It does the miracle work in the body.
Wow, amazing. So is there ones that don't have mothers in them?
Oh, of course.
Okay.
There's a lot of dead vinegars. Now, let me tell you what happened years ago. People would go buy vinegar in the old days, and they all had the mother. But then people said, oh, that looks like dirty down there. Bottom. What is that? Oh, they said, we'll kill that. We'll heat it. We'll kill her. We'll strain her and throw the mother away, you see? And so, therefore, there's white vinegar, distilled vinegar, and that vinegar is fine for... for putting in your washing, for killing germs.
Yeah, because there's so many
benefits, but not for the body.
Okay, so
but you want the organic raw apple cider vinegar, unfiltered,
and of course Bragg.
Of course, we were voted the best.
Of course,
we were voted the best. My father has been with it all these years, and I want you to know, people get you should see the testimonies.
Wow. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now that we are talking with Dr. Patricia Bragg. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And Patricia, you're the author of 10 health books, correct?
Well, actually, I've been written about 20, but right now we have 10 best-selling on the heart. Miracle of Fasting is the number one health book in Russia and the Ukraine for over 40 years. We have one on the back, one on the nerves. Your nerves control your body. Breathing, we have one on breathing. We have people who had asthma, got rid of their asthma in a short time after following the Bragg Healthy Lifestyle, following this book. We have Cloris Leachman, who had asthma so bad was going to give up acting and singing. And in 1 month, she got rid of her asthma with following our Bragg Healthy Lifestyle.
Wow, wow. I would love you to send me all your books and have you keep coming back because
these are
so interesting to me. And, I really believe we take such good care of our cars, our homes. We forget about ourselves, and I'm a hair therapist, and so I'm always about looking good, feeling good, and doing good.
Of course.
And you can't...
You're beautiful. I just looked at your picture.
Oh, thank you.
Kim, and you have 2 young children?
I have 4. Well, I have 2. I have 3 grandchildren now. I have 3 little boys, and so I'm blessed again. But I have 2 girls and 2 boys, and yes.
How wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Well, children are a blessing, and it's the mother and father important that they bring them up the healthy way.
I totally.
Because this is the Bragg motto. You are what you eat, drink, breathe. Think, say, and do. What you eat and drink, walks and talks.
That's right. Now you have a lot of things going on. I know that one, you're going to be Santa Barbara Earth Day, correct?
Yes, I'm going to be speaking Saturday at the Roots Stage, right back where they have all the antique cars.
Okay.
I'll be there at 1:00 Saturday, and I'm giving out my famous big Bragg green shopping bag.
Ooh.
That I designed on my iPad.
Okay.
And it has a pocket in there for your keys, your wallet, your water, whatever. And it's wonderful. And everybody that comes to the Bragg booth will get a free bag.
I love it. But you have a lot of different products, right? I mean,
yes.
Tell us about all the products. And thank you so much for my goodie bag. I'm like, oh, okay, I like this.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Well, yes, I tell you, we're, of course, known for the Bragg Organic Raw Apple Cider Vinegar.
Yep.
Then we're known for our wonderful Bragg Aminos. Amino acids are the building blocks of the body. Every one of your trillions of cells needs amino acids. And then, oh, my golly, the Dalai Lama has been using our Bragg apple cider vinegar for 45 years. Clint Eastwood has been using it for 60. I've been his nutritionist for 64 years.
Do you see patients for being a nutritionist?
Oh, no. I travel the world. I'm on the go all the time.
Okay. How do you keep your stamina?
Well, my dear, let me just tell you, I am... ageless. I am ageless. I have people all over the world, and I will feel equally at home wherever I am. People ask me where I'm from. I'm a citizen of the world.
Oh, I like that.
I said I love every country, all colors, all people, all religions.
Right. Patricia, are you married?
No.
Okay.
I am a mother to the world.
Okay. And have you ever had, do you have children?
I have nieces and nephews, okay. Great nieces and nephews, and many godchildren.
Okay.
And I love them all, and I mentor them, and I have Bragg.com. They can go and see all the things that I'm doing. Katy Perry is like a daughter, granddaughter, and so I paid for all her singing lessons. And her parents were my ministers here in Santa Barbara, California.
We have a couple minutes left. I'm going to definitely want to have you back, but I know that you have vinegar eye drops. I mean, there's so many things that we can do.
Well, I'd like to talk about real quick.
Please.
Is that I have my new coconut liquid aminos. My father lived in Tahiti, in the early 20s, studied all the habits of the beautiful Southeast, beautiful people, and he found that coconuts were wonderful, and so we have a soy-free, delicious coconut liquid amino.
Oh, and now, did you send me one of those?
Yeah, I will.
Okay.
I will.
Okay.
I will.
And what do we do with it?
It's wonderful. You use it just like a soy sauce.
Mm.
And like the, and it's just like
and it's not and it doesn't have soy in it.
That's right.
Oh,
and so
okay.
There's no artificial coloring, no additives, no preservatives, no GMOs.
Wow.
And it's all natural. And then I want to tell you about another product my father put out in 1931. 24 herbs and spices, all in the Bragg sprinkle. It's the most delicious seasoning. You'll use it for all your veggies, your salads, Bragg sprinkle, and you get that at all the stores. And then Bragg Nutritional Yeast, they'll love that.
Mm.
And it's rich in B12, and it's gluten-free, sugar-free, vegetarian, and delicious. Over popcorn is fabulous, over pasta, beans,
oh, really?
Salads,
okay.
Bragg Nutritional Yeast. And then our olive oil, we won a prize, and even if at the international olive oil.
Okay. Now, there's so much I can't even, like, okay, we have to have you back on because there's so many things that I want to ask you. Where do people find out, where do my listeners find out more about you, Dr.
Well,
Patricia Bragg?
They can come, those that want to come up to Santa Barbara,
yep.
1 o'clock.
Okay.
I will be Saturday at Alameda Park.
Okay.
1 o'clock Saturday. You'll get a free bag and all and go to our Bragg booth, but they can go to Bragg.com.
All right. Again.
YouTube.com, Patricia Bragg.
All right.
And I thank you for all you do, Kim.
Thank you so much. And I am so excited. I want to meet you and talk to you, and I'd love to have you back. We are at the end of our show. And, of course, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Again, all of my shows are on my website and my podcast. That is iTunes/Kim Pagano or thekimpaganoshow.com. I end all of my shows with a moment of happiness. Just because something wasn't meant to last a lifetime doesn't mean it wasn't meant to be. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, and have a really great rest of your weekend. I hope to see you at all these events that I have going on that I'm a part of and that you've heard about. And again, I'll talk to you later.
Ventura County's Mortgage Couch strives to identify the best wholesale lender for their clients. Their ultimate goal is to help families move into their dream home, fix their home, and refinance their home. Whether you're looking for the best possible terms or a specific lender to accommodate a unique situation, Mortgage Couch has the resources and expertise to meet every need. Apply for your loan today. Please call 805-676-0377. That's 805-676-0377. Or visit their website at www.mortgagecouch.com.